Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, it's May Day 2015, which has many different affiliations and associations. It was originally a pagan festival that celebrated fertility, the soil, animals, and human beings, or as a friend of mine says, human beings. And in Great Britain still is. We've got the maypole and women wearing either scanty clothes or flowers in their hair. It was associated with the Virgin Mary as one of the feast days for the Virgin Mary up until the Internationale sort of grabbed it as a International Workers' Day, and the Catholic Church wasn't all that amused about that, so they changed it around. It also is a distress signal. You know, Mayday, Mayday. I'm not sure exactly where that came from, the distress signal. It's one of my favorite stories of did you know the first time SOS was used, Trevor?
I don't know that.
It was the Titanic. But think about it. If the first time a distress signal is used and nobody knows what it actually means, so they say SOS, okay, a SOS. They're talking about spaghetti sauce, marinara. What is sauce? What is sauce mean? So, you know, I think for a distress signal to be helpful, it actually has to be known. All right. So that's May Day. Salk vaccine became available today. So all sorts of interesting things. And this also is the day for those of you who are loyal listeners, bless your little pee-pickin hearts, that we launched our food stamp initiative, I guess, where for the next week, hopefully many of you, hopefully including Trevor and certainly including me, and I think Manny said he was going to go along with this as well, are going to eat on $6 a day per person, with the idea being that that's the maximum that from between $29 and $42 a day, the difference between $4 a day and slightly more than $4 a day and $6 a day. And I said, you know, if we're going to do this as a challenge, we might as well take the higher number, because otherwise people are going to say, well, you know, with 50% more, it wouldn't have been that difficult. So it's okay, $42 a day or $42 a week, $6 a day. And I was telling Trevor that it looks like I'm off chocolate again just because I couldn't afford it. Right? I had to count everything in my shopping cart. So we'll sort of, and hopefully you guys will do it and let me know how you're doing. And hopefully you're not, I guess we'll all, it's a great thing to do around bathing suit time, right? We'll all hopefully lose weight. That is not the primary reason for doing it, but otherwise, if you're really going to lose weight, you should just make spaghetti sauce on today and eat it for the rest of the week, because by 4 days from now, you're not going to want to look at that spaghetti sauce. But I figured that was not a reasonable way of doing it, because this is not, the idea is not to see how much pain you can put yourself through a week. The idea is some awareness of how difficult it is to live and eat even reasonably on that small amount of money. So, all right, so that's is going on as well, and hopefully you guys will, as you did when we first talked about it, call up with suggestions. And my suggestion is basically don't go shopping in my grocery stores because they're too expensive. And I tend not to eat meat much anyway, so I got chili and baked potatoes. But chili, I actually looked at the label. It has huge amount of salt in it. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with that. But all right. So in addition, we have a big weekend coming up. Actually, I saw an article today that said that the perfect day, the perfect spring day, is between, I think what they said, is between 70 and 78 degrees, something like that, and with a little bit of a breeze and sunshine and low humidity. And somebody actually did the research. They looked at Philadelphia. I'm not sure why they picked Philadelphia. But East Coast, I don't know. And they checked out how many days, because people think, wow, it's this beautiful day, especially after such a long, devastating winter. And we've had some nice days around here, but they're cold. They've been cold at night. And where I live, it's very windy. So even there was one great day, I think 2 weeks ago, Saturday. But the following day, it was gorgeous. The following day, it looked the same until you went outside, and I nearly became a popsicle. I mean, it was freezing. So they actually did the research to find out how many days a year Philadelphia, that was the town that or the city they arbitrarily picked, and I think maybe because the research was out of Penn State, to find out how many days a year actually fit that description. Trevor, would you like to guess how many? On a 365 days a year, how many days would be described as sunny, low humidity, a light breeze, and between, I think it was between 70 and 78 degrees?
Like six. That's just coming from my experience living
you said six?
Minneapolis, but yeah, probably not many.
Not a bad guess. But it turns out to be just under nine.
Yeah.
On a yearly basis. So the idea is that everybody should take Monday off. I'm not going to. I'll be here, but I probably would have guessed like 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If you figure that six would be one day every other month,
right?
But during the year, which of course is, I mean, obviously you're going to get temperatures between, even if you have a February thaw, but you're going to get temperatures between 72 and 78. Basically, you'd think about it in. I guess if we really look at it, the soonest you'd probably get it is April. The latest you'd get it is probably June. So there's only those 3 months at most that you can really shoot for, and it's probably going to be mostly May. So if you talk about 9 days in May, the article didn't say which months they fell into. And also, I mean, you're likely to get them, let's say, mid-April to, say, mid-June. So that's 2 months, basically. Let's say 8 weeks. And we'll say 8 weeks. And then again in like mid-September to probably the end of October. So that's another 6 weeks. So you're talking about 14 weeks and 9 days. So you're talking about at best 1 day a week during those 3.5 months. It's not much.
That's kind of depressing.
Move. I think we should all move to San Diego instantaneously.
Sounds
so there
like
you go. I mean, as I said, you were closer than I was. So, all right. So Kentucky Derby. I'll tell you my Kentucky Derby story. And do you have the listing? There are 20 horses running. Although there'll probably be a couple scratched before they actually. Before the running time, it starts at 6. Actually, they're saying 6:30. They're saying 6:24. I actually was at the Kentucky Derby 1 year. I had a hat, and unfortunately, I had suede shoes. They just weren't from the same pair of suede shoes, which I didn't figure out until I was there. So everybody thought it was a new style, because they're more or less the same color, which was the problem when I was packing. But they were not the same style at all. So I had shoes that did not match, a very cool hat, and I picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And it was 82.5-1 odds. And I'm jumping up and down screaming, I won, I won. And they're saying, no, you didn't. And I said, yes, I did. And so on a $2 bet, I won $165. And someone said, well, why didn't you bet? You should have bet $100. And I said, it never would have happened, ever. And I picked the horse strictly by name at 10 o'clock that morning.
Funny.
All right, so I've actually picked a couple of Kentucky Derby horses. All right, apparently The favorite is Pharaoh, 5-2. All right, starting from 17. All righty. In addition, Dormund, who is basically 3-1 odds. 5-2 is the best. Right, 3-1 is Dormund. We've also got Materiality, which is 12-1, and the one I'd probably pick, which is International Star, is 20-1. So one of the things we asked, which I guess it'll be relevant next week, which is if you were going to enter a horse in the Kentucky Derby, what would you name it? All right, we've got Firing Line, we've got El Kabir, which means the boss, we've got Upstart, which is sort of appealing, Frosted. So all right, Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday, and Manny coming up around here. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Well, I've recently taken this caregiving job since October, and so, you know, I knew, like, going into it that this 90-year-old woman is on hospice, and, you know, but so now, and everything was fine for a while, you know, and now today was like the first day where we had really like feeling like the dying process was happening.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just having a hard time with this because, you know, and logically, obviously I know like, okay, she's on hospice. I don't know her there very well. But I'm still kind of sad about it, you know, and I want to be able to give her the best care I can without, like, being all tearful and stuff. I mean, that doesn't help anybody. I mean.
Okay. It's, you know, one of the things that you're probably learning firsthand, even though you may have known it intellectually, is hospice is a burnout position. That you can't do it for long periods of time. You can do it and then go back to, and then leave it and go back to it. But it is a special kind of care. And I think that's what you need to remind yourself today and the next couple of days is that you have an opportunity to help somebody, to usher somebody gently out of this life into whatever comes next. And that you don't have to be cheerful, as you point out, and it's okay to be a bit subdued. It's okay to be touched, but it's a very special kind of position that you have. I'm just trying to see if I can tell you this story very quickly. A woman a bunch of years ago called me. I was working Christmas Eve, which is a terrible time to work doing what I do. And she said, my husband died a year ago tonight. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm a horrible person. I'm being punished. And she told the story about them going, they knew he was sick and went to the bank and whatever, came home. And she said, I'll make us an omelet, and heard him clunk and went in and he collapsed. She helped him get into his pajamas, turned off the stove, and for the next several hours talked with him about their life together. And really ushered him into the next life. And I've never forgotten that story because it seemed to me that is a particular kind of love that you can help somebody to gently exit this world. And not everybody can do it. This may be your kind of baptism by fire to decide whether this is something you can continue to do or something that doesn't work for you. But in this particular instance, to just understand that you are just being that loving presence that is helping her to disconnect from this world and gently, with as little fear and as much love and as much, and one of the things I'm sure you've already learned in hospice is touching matters.
Right.
That our skin is the largest organ of our body, and just holding her hand, and it's okay for you to be touched, but seeing if you, and it sounds, have you been with this same woman for the entire 6 months?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So you can, and you can even make some notes now, because you're a little bit removed from the situation. So when you go in, you can talk with her about how you met her the first day and some of the experiences that the two of you have gone through together, and maybe some other visitors that she's had, and how she really loved tapioca and hated bread pudding. So to kind of recap with her the experiences that you've had with her, and some are going to be silly and some are going to be kind of weird, and I mean what because you've had 6 months with her, so you're not a stranger to her. You're someone that she knows, is familiar with, is comfortable with, and holding her hand. And if your voice gets a little shaky, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think that that she needs to feel that she matters. And you get to be, and there may be other people around as well, but you get to be the person, or the at least the point person for those that she matters to. And that's a true gift. And I think if you can remind yourself of that, it'll get you through it. And then you get to decide whether this is something you can do or not do.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe if taking some, you know, flowers usually in a sick room are not necessarily that appreciated, so it may or may not be sensible to do. But whatever makes you feel better. I mean, I wouldn't take a slug of scotch before I go in, because that's not going to make things easier for you. But and maybe telling her about an incident from your childhood, because whatever feelings it evokes in you are, I think, are legitimate to share. And you know, again, you may be a little shaky, but as long as you're not sobbing, And as long as you're not making her comfort you, then I think you're going to be okay.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank
and if you need me, call me, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Good luck, kiddo. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi there. Amy?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Tell me what Joy. Hi. Thanks for taking
kiddo.
My call.
Sure. Tell me what's on your mind.
I'm calling about my college-age son. He's a senior at a big state school.
Okay.
And should be graduating next week if he were really on schedule, but we knew he had an extra, semester.
Uh-huh.
And right on Christmas time after winter break, he was very stressed out and panicked, and he knew he was going to need more time to finish. And we kind of calmed him down and said, it's okay, you know, finish in the summer. Just talked to him last night, and he's not set up for summer at all.
Nope.
He looks, sounds like he's not doing very well in a couple of the classes he has at the moment.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Tell me what the question is, Cookie.
I don't know how to handle him. It's,
Okay, got it.
I want to make sure I do right by him, you know, but...
Listen, the good news about this is there's probably nothing that you can do that's going to help one way or the other, to be quite honest. This is your opportunity. I think part of it is figuring out who's paying for what. But that, you know, maybe you think about it over the weekend and we can talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
But for right now, understand, this is what we call, when we talk about senior panic, this is what we're talking about. This is a young man. This is a young man who knows how to do one thing, which is to be in school. I'm not saying he doesn't know other things, but all of a sudden, that little nest where he has been able to know what the rules were, to do well at the rules, to have friends, to have food, to have lodging, to have everything taken care of, is about to evaporate. And he's going, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the best way to deal with that is just to flunk out, which he is not doing, or not doing yet. So what I would say to him, your only job at this moment is, honey, we need to figure out who's going to pay for the extra semester and how you want to do it. Come up with a plan and let's look at it together. It's not your job. And that should take a huge burden off your shoulders, because you've undoubtedly figured out in the last couple of months, anything you say he argues with or he has a hissy fit about, or he just gets that look that says, right, Mom.
No, you know what? He's really not that guy. I think he is panicked for sure.
Well, but just let him just say, look, figure out a plan and we'll look at it together. You know, there's,
we need to figure out
what plan, who pays for it, and we'll do it. Talk with him over the weekend, and if both of you need to talk with me, we'll do a conference call on Monday. I'm Dr.
Sounds
Joy
great.
Brown. Sure. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, it's that time of week, which we haven't. This is the first one of the new year. Yay! Because we only do It's Broken, Let's Fix It when there's a reason to do it. As those of you who may be new to the program should understand, as on a day-to-day basis, I take your phone calls about whatever it is that's going on in your life to try and make things better, fix it, right? Part of what I do is I review movies, which you can find at drjoy.com, and part of what movies have become recently, some of the best things in movie theaters are documentaries. And the nice thing about documentaries is they fall into one of two categories as far as I'm concerned, either the ones that you want to set your hair on fire afterwards because they're just so upsetting or depressing, and then my favorite, which are the ones that tell you about a horrible problem in theory, but they have a solution. So those are the people that we invite to come and talk with me because I figure that they have to do with more than just a day-to-day issue, whether it's talking about pollution or global warming or plastic bags or BP oil spills or whatever. So today I have with me as my very special guest a man who has done a documentary
about somebody that probably most of the guys know, right? Who is Manny? Let's see, make sure I pronounce this right. Which is Pacquiao? Did I do it right, Ryan?
It's Dr. Joy, that's Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao.
Aha, uh-huh, Pacquiao. All right, so I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I got all the syllables right, but they were just the wrong emphasis. And Ryan Moore is my guest. He is also the director. Now, did you write this as well? I suppose writing a documentary is, in theory, you don't write a documentary, you shoot a documentary, right?
Yeah, you know, they're kind of capture life as it unfolds, but, you know, the actual writing takes place in the editing room, really.
Good point. So did you edit this as well or not?
Well, I had several editors that I worked with because we had, you know, we had to sift through over 1,200 hours of footage. I was lucky enough to have to watch all of it. But, you know, when you have that much footage, you need a lot of editors and a lot of guys, you know, kind of just
saying no, Ryan, we don't need this right now. And you say, but I love this. I love this scene. All right, so let's start. 1,200 hours over what period of time?
Well, I started filming in 2010 and, you know, filmed for several years. I also got some of Manny's personal archival footage, which, you know, dates back to his teenage years. So really old stuff.
All right, so you shot for what, 3 years, is that more or less?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, and now how did you happen to? Now, was Manny already somewhat famous by the time you decided to start shooting him?
Absolutely, yeah. He already had won some of his biggest fights, and he was definitely internationally known.
Now, are you a boxing aficionado or not?
Yes, you know, I grew up being a fan of the likes of Mike Tyson, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, guys like that. So yeah, I mean, I'd always loved boxing.
All right, I must tell you, Ryan sent me this film a couple of months ago, which I thought was great. I mean, I was delighted to get it. I am not much of a fan of boxing, to be quite honest, because I understand what happens when you smack somebody on the chin and their brain hits the back of their head. It's actually called contre-coup in medical school, and we do not encourage people to do this. On the other hand, it's a really cool documentary, I actually called and told Ryan that. I said, you know, here's the deal. It's, you know, I'm not crazy about boxing, but I like your film a lot. So you decided. Now, this was your first foray, right, into filming?
That's right, yeah. And it was, I mean, talk about diving into the deep end. I thought I would spend about 2 years on it, and it ended up being a five-year-long journey. You know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's why I made it. I have just to at least make people enjoy it.
Well, I must tell you, during some of the boxing things, I did have my fingers over my eyes, but we won't talk about that here. All right, so here's the deal. So you were interested in boxing, and if I'm correct, this was your first foray into filmmaking, and you are Filipino as well, or your mom was Filipino?
That's right, yeah. I'm Filipino-American, and the reason why, you know, I wanted to make this film is because, you know, Manny is... you know, one of the biggest things to ever come out of the country, and he's had an amazing boxing career, but he's transcended the sport. You know, his story is the Cinderella Man story, and you know, it's the likes of what people have never ever seen. So that's what really drew me to it.
Well, and one of the things about Manny is I'm used to seeing boxers, like, as you say, like Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. I've actually worked out in the same gym of Mike Tyson. I will tell you Mike Tyson's story if we have time. But, and these are big dudes. They're not necessarily, and Mike Tyson is not very tall, but he's very broad and he's very muscular. And Manny was, what, 98 pounds when he started boxing at 16 or something? I mean, he's still not. How tall is Manny? Like 5'5"?
Yeah, Manny's 5'6". And what's wild about him is, you know, he started out so small because he was really malnourished.
Yeah.
I mean, when he started out as a boxer, he did it as a necessity to feed his family. So that's really, you know, that was why he kind of fell into it. And because he was so skinny when he started, naturally as he got older and bigger, he kind of grew into his body as he was able to eat a regular
food
diet,
even at the end when he is not, if you look at a picture of Manny when he's not in the ring or even when he's in the ring, I mean he's skinny. I mean, he has musculature, but he's not Mike Tyson. He's not Muhammad Ali. He's not, he is not a big man. And you can still, even in his adulthood, you can still see his rib cage. I mean, so the thing about him is not only, he decided to kind of save his family, and it turns out that he was, what makes a great boxer? I mean, his hands are really fast. Is that it?
No. I think what really creates a fighter is his spirit, and I think that fighters are born out of the toughest conditions. Yeah. And because Manny grew up really poor, as I said, he couldn't even, he had to fight to feed his family. You're fighting for a different reason, and yeah. I think that this isn't really, the reason why you're fighting isn't really just for sport, and I think fighting for things like that really create a unique person. And
Ryan, do we know any fighters that, I'm not certainly any sort of expert, as Joyce Brothers wasn't either. She just decided that was something she could study very quickly. But most fighters do. I mean, who if you're from a wealthy family, why would you let someone smack you around all the time and get bloodied? I mean, there are better things to do. It seems to me that almost by definition, if you're a boxer, with very few exceptions, and I can't even think of any, that it's something born of necessity, that you're saying it's this or die, or it's this or, be in prison or something. That it doesn't seem to me that boxing as a sport is going to attract anybody except people who feel the huge necessity to survive.
Yeah, and that's why, for the most part, boxer is kind of known as the gutter sport, and there really isn't much boxing. That really is, there aren't many people, any boxers that have really hit the mainstream these days. Think about it, and that's because most big guys that we would have seen, maybe, who have been boxers in the past, are now moving on to the NFL or other sports that aren't as dangerous.
Brutal.
Brutal. So that's why, it took a guy from the Philippines, who grew up in the slums, to capture, the world stage, and that's why he's the most unlikely person you would imagine to accomplish what he has, because, as you said, not only is he really small, but how he came to the unit, to accomplish what he has. It's really a story that I don't even think that Hollywood could even write about, and fictionalize. I mean, this is something that it's almost too wild to be true.
It's almost, Good News Bears. Come on, folks, let's get serious about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and not only did he was a child of poverty and grew up, in unimaginable conditions, but also is this crony kid. I mean, he wasn't big. He didn't look like he was going to be the class bully. If I'm correct in saying that he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most championships in eight different weight classifications?
Yes, that's right. In fact, Manny is the only person in the history of boxing to accomplish the most world titles in eight weight divisions. What that means is, because he moved up from such a small weight and kept beating guys bigger and bigger than him, it's almost like, it's almost like David and Goliath. Like, he'll fight guys that are like almost 20 pounds heavier than him, which is unheard of in boxing.
And 6 inches taller with like 6 more inches of reach. I mean, it was just amazing to watch some of these guys. So let's go back for, well, I'll tell you what, we probably need to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about some of the archival stuff that he had, which seems kind of interesting for him to have kept it, and why this story is going to sort of catch people's imagination, whether they like boxing or not. My guest is Ryan Moore, who's done a documentary called Manny, about Manny Pacquiao, and I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com. Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's Broken, Let's Fix It is kind of, I guess maybe it's an unusual subtitle for today's subject. We're talking with Ryan Moore, who's directed as his first out-of-the-box movie, something that's gotten some awards called Manny, about Manny Pacquiao, who is the Philippine, I would call him a phenomenon, would you? I mean, he's a boxer, but he's certainly, as you say, has transcended boxing. You mentioned that part of what you used was archival footage from him. So these are just the matches that were that other people videotaped or something?
Yes. Well, when I started filming this, one day I met Manny in his house, and he had a box of tapes, about 200 tapes that he had never even watched before, and he handed them over to me. And it was like a treasure chest. I mean, you know, he just handed them over and said, here are the masters, and, you know, see what you can find in it. So,
wow.
I mean, I found a lot of great gems in there, for sure.
Well, presumably that was that part of the 1,200 hours, or was that in addition to the 1,200 hours?
You know, that was in addition to the 1,200 hours.
Jeez Louise. Your editors are probably, their eyeballs are falling down. They're probably saying, if Ryan calls, tell him, you know, we're at the beach or something. Jeez, that's a lot. Because the movie's, what, about just under 2 hours, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's about 90 minutes. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you know, you figure, what do you lose and what do you keep? And that becomes the you know, the difficult thing.
All right, so there. And let me just talk about something. I hate people to talk about movies because if you're going to go see the movie, you don't really want someone to have recapped it for you. But Manny, there are sort of some stages of Manny that he was as a young kid, and then he was the enormously successful boxer, but not a great husband or father, it looked like. And then he sort of finds redemption. It's not really focused on very much in the documentary, but it seemed to me that that was part of his arc. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think what happened was, with respect to Manny's life, you know, his father left when he was a young boy. So I think that having experienced that early on, you know, not having a father figure, that kind of created his journey into boxing, because he had to feed his mom and the rest of his siblings. But ultimately, I think that played a role in how he handled his own family once he had it as well. But
he didn't know what he was doing, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think not having a father figure for sure would definitely, and plus being a celebrity on the world
stage. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of temptation. A lot of temptation.
Sure.
Because you have some interviews with his wife, who I guess is a typical sort of celebrity wife, and that she kind of downplays the fact. It sounds like he was not faithful, and was there a drug? I couldn't tell from the movie whether there was drug involvement. You would assume that boxers who are so dependent on being strong and healthy would not dabble, but we know that many have.
Absolutely drinking, I know that much.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, he was partying a lot and going out and stuff like that. And, you know, that definitely takes a toll on your body as well, you know. And
your marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
So, again, you got some very famous people involved in this. I don't want to give away what happens up to the second half, you know, the last half of the movie, because I think that in and of, well, I suppose we can allude to it, which is he's now heavily involved in politics, right, in the Philippines?
That's right, and that's what kind of, you know, we were talking about him transcending boxing, and that's kind of wild. Is, you know, you have a guy who had to stop going to school in the sixth grade because they couldn't afford to even eat, you know, much less go to school. So for him to actually use the success in the ring that he attained, and then use that to go into politics to want to help his people and become a congressman. I mean, you know, you can't kind of write this stuff. You know, this is
well. And the interesting thing for me is that he, at some point, at least for a period of time, that he was both boxing and being in politics at the same time.
And that's right. Yeah, he's the world's first boxing congressman. You know, the world's never seen him before.
Well, maybe we need him to go to Washington, because I think there are a couple of guys that we should punch out. And that would maybe make things better. You got some pretty high-powered folk involved in this. You got Liam Neeson to do some of the voiceover, some of the narration. How'd you manage that?
Well, you know, Liam is someone that I really wanted to work with because of the fact that I knew he was a boxer when he was growing up in Ireland.
All you have to do is look at that nose, and you can tell it.
That's right. Absolutely. And for me, because I wanted to use someone who understood the boxer's struggle, and I knew that, you know, Liam would definitely be able to understand. So,
and Mickey Rourke is too crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We love Mickey, but I don't know that we can count on him. No, I don't think so.
So, you know, when thankfully Liam, you know, I was able to catch him at a good time, and I wrote him a letter, and his agent, you know, basically handed him the letter, and a few months later, you know, we were in New York working together in the studio. So it was, I mean, it was a long shot, but, you know, especially because it was my first film, but, you know.
Has he seen the finished product?
Yes, he has, and he did an interview, and he said that, that, you know, that he loved the film, so, you know, that meant a lot.
And you got Jimmy Kimmel involved, Jeremy Piven Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg was pretty interesting. Was he a boxer as well? How come he got involved in this? Or just a fan?
Yeah, I mean, Mark's a huge fan. You know, he did the film The Fighter, which, you know, when he was actually working on The Fighter, he was studying Manny Pacquiao when he was on that film. So he and Christian Bale used to go to watch Manny train, and they studied them quite a bit. And so for me, you know, it was a no-brainer to get him involved. And the funny thing is, I actually got Mark into the project by running into him at a public bathroom.
See, that's the problem about you guys, is that I'm not going to run into him in a public bathroom. Darn. See, there really is an old boys network. It's called the urinal. Oh, dear. So, do you have a next film planned?
I am writing a screenplay. You know, it's a coming-age story in the Philippines. When I was younger, I spent about 5 years, you know, when I went to high school in the Philippines. So that's something that definitely shaped and influenced my life a lot. So that's something I've been writing about. And I'm still very much involved in Manny, and if there's a Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight, which would be the fight of the century, you know, I'm going to have to drop everything I'm doing and cover that just because
because you have to, sure.
I have to, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let me ask you a quick question, because we're just about out of time, about the religious political situation in the Philippines, because I think as Americans, we're very used to Filipinos being American Filipinos in the United States. But it sounds like the situation, especially with the religious undertones, may be a little less stable than we'd like. Is that true or not?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, I think that, well, you know, what's different about the Philippines and the United States is here, you know, there's a separation between church and state, where in the Philippines, that really isn't. So, you know, although their legal system, I mean, you know, their system is based on our own. That is a huge difference, and you know, I can't speak to how, you know, what the current state of the political system is there, but you know, that's something that while I was filming, I noticed was very different.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Brian, we're just out of time, so I'm going to let you go off and do a couple of rounds with somebody other than me, and tell people to watch out for Manny. It is in select theaters on demand January 23rd, and if you need your tattoos removed, Brian may be your man as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.